Well, is anybody looking after your house or anything?
No, it's just my things is over there in the projects, you know, housing project. There's another family lives in the same building.
Oh, I see.
I just keep my house locked up and pay my rent every month.
But I mean, there's somebody
to check. Well, I got nowhere else to put my things.
Right, right. If you store them somewhere, you have to pay for storage.
I have to pay for storage, and so I just pay the rent on the house.
I think that's impressive.
Well, now, do you go make a survey in all the nursing homes like you do here?
Just about.
That's what I thought. In every county.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going over for the next weekend. I'm going over to Jackson County to Scottsboro. To the nursing home.
Scottsboro is.
I'm a banjo player, and I go up there every first Monday. I like to go up there when they have that
trade day. Yes.
There's always a lot of fiddle players and banjo players and everything
up there. I never have been there on the trade day. My son-in-law and his wife go sometimes, and my son and his wife sometimes. But I just wondered about that.
I enjoy it. I really have.
I bet you do. I bet you do. I guess they could pick out somebody that could have give you more accurate answers than
I think you've been one of the best I've ever done, and I've enjoyed this interview, and I really have been. I learn a lot going around doing it.
I know you do. Well, I learn a lot by reading. I read a lot, you know, and I've studied etiquette a lot, you know, and just everything the way that I can think I can get
around. Well, that's good.
That's what I do.
But I enjoy talking about the tornado, the cyclone. I really enjoyed hearing about that.
That was a disaster, all right.
I can imagine. It must have been.
It was just terrible.
And
it's about 15 or 20 miles from High Mound to Albertville, and they found a pair of my daddy's trousers in a treetop up there. And how come them to find it was he had some papers in his pocket, and that's how come them to find it.
Well, and then it just literally, you didn't have anything but the clothes you all had on.
That's right. We didn't have a thing in the world, not nothing. We didn't have a dish, nor a chair, nor nothing. We didn't have nothing.
Well, did it tear up many other people's homes?
Yeah, well, there was another house that it tore up there in this, right across the road from where we live, and there's three big storehouses there in the place that was tore up. And there was another house over behind the storehouse over there. It was tore off pieces. But they were none of them crashed like ours was. We didn't have nothing.
Well, I just can't get over how you could be in a house and have it blown away like that.
It's just a miracle. That's all. It's just a miracle.
That's it. I've seen pictures of places, you know, and this land, and you just don't see how anybody could live.
I know it. You just don't see how anybody could survive. And they made a whole lot of pictures of that after that cyclone went through. And the cloth were just in the treetops and just always just strode everywhere. And Mama had been bought our spring dresses, you know. And I seen one little piece of the material she got from my dress is all I got seen.
What time of year was this?
It's the 24th day of April, 1908.
Well, that's really something. Well, do you remember, were there ever any, I don't guess around here you have any floods or anything like that?
No, not.
This is too high, really, to get floods.
Really too high, We don't get many floods around here.
let's see how far we got yesterday.
Well, I feel like I hadn't been any help.
Well, see, you, all I have to do is get your voice on the tape, and we've been doing that.
Yeah.
And I've been enjoying it too. The